I've been travelling, but I don't know where. I do actually. It's Wolverhampton.
Yeah, right.
I've been to Wolverhampton for a very long time. I've just pulled out of Corley Services. I am, of course, hands-free. I used to live near Corley. Corley Moor. I went to school there, in fact. I think it was... I don't know if it was preschool or not. I remember Moat House Farm. We used to live, effectively, in a mobile home on Moat House Farm, one of the first mobile homes we lived in. Quite nomadic was my family. And had a big farm, a big pig farm, which is weird because my dad was a vegetarian. And he was in a partnership with this big pig farm in Corley. I remember it was the first time I fired a shotgun, drove a tractor, and was kind of allowed to roam the woods on my own. And I probably could only have been 5, 6. I didn't have my own shotgun, of course, and I actually think it was a 6-bore shotgun that I fired for the first time, because the 12-bore was likely to just blow me over. But I used to have a little clay stream, and this clay stream I would mine for little balls of clay, which I dried on this very random kitchen dresser, which I found right in the middle of the woods. I think it came out of an old cottage ruin that had been taken over by the woods. And I used to roll up these little clay balls and dry them out. And I'd use them for my catapult. Funny the things you remember. I also remember walking out across the fields around Coventry. I think it was not far away from Coombe Abbey, in fact. And we were walking, and my dad was going, "Oh, there's some ruins around here." Walking through this ploughed field, and I find a massive key. It was as big as my arm almost. Oh, I had a little arm back then. And my dad was like, "Oh my giddy aunt, that has got to be the key to the castle that used to be here, and it had been brought up by a plough." So of course, what with me thinking it was treasure, I promptly put it in an ammunition box. Used to have some army surplus stuff lying around. Put it in an ammunition box and buried it under our mobile home. Never found it again. Wanted to give it to the museum, but couldn't find it. I used to come home from school past this little sweet van that used to park up. It used to know the kids were coming out of school, and I was the only person that lived down this very long road, and there was a sweet van. I think I was with my mum at the time, and I'd always stop off and get a crunchy or something. He sold veg as well, not just sweets. He wasn't just some kind of van trawling the streets looking for kids. Though Coventry can be a bit strange. But Corley, we used to get in a barrel and roll down a hill at school, which was technically illegal in the eyes of the school, but great fun if you're a kid and you've got a barrel handy. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. Actually, reminds me of the smell of bacon for all the wrong reasons, because it was the time. Now, somebody may be able to calculate exactly how old I was from this incident that happened, and a lot of people remember. The fire service went on strike, and it just so happened that one of the sows in the pig farm knocked over a lamp, and this lamp set fire to the hay, and it was horrific. Basically, I think the whole pig farm was lost, and unfortunately for my family, the partnership that my dad was in was a little bit flaky, because the partner didn't do one of his main jobs, which was to insure the farm against fire. So I remember a massive green ambulance, which was slightly confusing because fire engine. Because at school, all the fire engines in the books were red. Yet here's a green fire engine and what appeared to be soldiers trying to put out a massive farm, which was burning to the ground. And we lost everything. We were relatively well off. I think we were in a mobile home in anticipation for building a stupendous house. But then we just moved to another mobile home and were poor for a very long time. So yeah, good times though, I remember Corley, apart from the burning down and complete decimation of any accumulated wealth from all the hard work my dad had put into the farm. It was good time when you, to be a kid, really. Anyway, I am off to Wolverhampton to do a talk to a group of people at a place called The Lighthouse, which I have been assured doesn't have a big light on its roof. And also, have I just gone the wrong way? No, I've gone the wrong way! Might be a bit late, guys. Yeah, the day's called Kaleidoscope, which I have no idea, actually, what that means. Otherwise, I know what a kaleidoscope is, so I can imagine the imagery that goes along with that name. I do know that it took me a very long time to get something that looked like the word kaleidoscope when I was writing it in my diary. I can't spell on the best of days, and throwing words like kaleidoscope at me is going to throw me for six, much like the road is right now. I'm going to, without looking, reach down and switch this off whilst I try and find out which way Wolverhampton is.